The road beneath your feet, paved with square bricks, is the Niandao, the imperial processional way. Nian was the emperor's sedan chair. This road was built specifically for it. When the emperor came to Yonghegung for offerings and ancestral rites, he was carried by sedan along this path all the way to the main gate. Not a wide road, but the protocol surrounding it was immense. This was a road only the emperor could travel while seated. Ginkgo trees line both sides. In late autumn, the leaves turn completely gold. Light falls through the branches. Fallen leaves crunch underfoot. Yonghegung's Ginkgo Avenue is one of the city's famous ones. Every autumn, it draws crowds. This road did not exist during the Prince's Estate era. The access paths then were arranged differently, with no need for a dedicated ceremonial avenue. The Niandao came later, built because of a very specific demand. From the Jiaqing Emperor onward, every Qing emperor was required to come to Yonghegung in person on 3 days each year for ancestral rites. The 3 days, the fourth day of the first lunar month, the Qinglong Emperor's death anniversary, the summer solstice, and the 13th day of the eighth month, Qinglong's birthday. Three dates marking his death, the turning of the seasons, and his birth. 3 times a year, without exception, the emperor came. On those days, the moment the emperor's gold-top sedan entered through the northern arch, living Buddhas, senior lamas, princes, and court officials lined both sides of the road to receive him. The problem was simple. The original path was too narrow. There was no room for everyone to stand, and the ceremony could not breathe. The court had the road widened and rebuilt. The Niandao was not built for beauty. It was built because the procession had outgrown the space. On either side of the Niandao, behind the red outer walls, sit quiet residential courtyards. These are the Fosong, the residences of living Buddhas. A living Buddha in Tibetan Buddhism is a recognized reincarnation of a high master, a figure of great religious authority. From the Qing dynasty onward, at least 7 living Buddhas have resided in these courtyards. As you walk past these walls, someone inside may be chanting.